Hello, this is Robert Rickover at AlexanderAudio.com, and today my guest is Jennifer Kello. Jennifer is an Alexander Technique teacher and a registered nurse. She teaches in Jersey City, New Jersey, and in Manhattan, and her website is AlexanderBabies.com, and that name will come up a lot in our second conversation. But that's how you can reach her at that site. We'll put a link to it next to the interview. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Jennifer, I'd like to start by asking you how you first became interested in the technique.
I was a dancer, a performing modern dancer in New York, and I was taking a performance class. I didn't know it at the time, but the teacher, Jane Kosminski, was training to be an Alexander teacher. And I used to call her the lady with the magic fingers, because when she would come over and put her hands on us to correct our alignment or help us get a little bit more flexibility in a movement, my whole body would change immediately. I could suddenly do things that I wasn't able to do just a moment before because of too much tension. And then she brought in an Alexander teacher by the name of Adele Packer to work with us before the class and then to see the difference that happened in our dancing right away. And I found with that I was able, when I would leap in the air, I was leaping as high as the men, which is really like twice as high as I usually would leap after these little lying down Alexander lessons that we had for 10 minutes before class. After that, I took a private lesson with Adele right before a performance, about a week before the performance. I just wanted to see what would happen if I did that. And one of the problems I had with performing is I had a very crippling stage fright that would start about 3 weeks before a concert, where I would start to have stomach pains all the time, lose weight. And by the time I got to the performance, I would stand in the wings and literally feel like when I stepped out on stage, I was going to step off a cliff. And this was really interfering with my joy of performing, obviously.
I bet.
So the interesting thing was, after that lesson, which was a week before the performance, I had no symptoms of stage fright at all leading up to the performance, nor standing in the wings, nor during the performance. So I found that really fascinating, when that wasn't even something that I was directly addressing in the lesson. That just seemed to happen on its own. About a year later, I was talking to another dancer, because I had chronic injuries. I have a slight scoliosis, and I just seemed to be getting injury after injury. And she told me to go back for Alexander lessons for my injuries. I didn't even know it could be used for that. So at that time, I went to Ann Waxman, and she started to work with me, and I found that my injuries started to heal in a backward order, like the injury I had gotten the most recently just cleared up. But then the one I had had before that was like an older injury, that one started to clear up. And then as I continued to study with her, and all the way back to like the first injuries I had ever had, started to resolve. So I found that very interesting.
So at some point, you decided to train to become an Alexander teacher. What caused you to make that decision?
Well, at the time I was studying with Anne, I was also working as a newborn intensive care nurse and a pediatric nurse. And I was rehearsing and performing and working full-time as a nurse. So I had this pain in my legs all the time. My legs were so tired that I literally would wish that I had another pair of legs in my closet, that I could go home halfway through the day, put on another pair of legs, and then go to work after rehearsal. And so Anne was working with me, and I found the only time I could practice my Alexander technique directions were when I was at work and it was a quiet moment, when I was holding a baby or feeding a baby. I would practice the directions on myself. And this really marvelous thing occurred, in that these babies were very premature, which meant they had a lot of trouble breathing and a lot of trouble feeding. And it would take them months to get out of the hospital. All of a sudden, these same babies were getting it together. They were suddenly able to breathe and eat, and then their sleeping became better, and they were evolving to the point where they could get out of the hospital at an earlier time. So I was really fascinated by this, because all I was doing was directing my own neck to be free and practicing those directions. I wasn't trying to do anything to the babies. So I went back to Ann Waxman and I said, is this the Alexander technique? And she said, I don't know, but you should become a teacher of the technique. So that's what I did. I then went on to go to school to become an Alexander teacher so that I could be an expert in it. And then I could continue doing anecdotal research with these different kinds of infants and seeing what would happen. So I went to Bruce Furtman and Martha Hansen School in Philadelphia, and on the faculty were many excellent Alexander teachers, including Marjorie Barstow. So,
who we both studied with.
Yeah, we both studied with. Right. Right, the late, great Marjorie Barstow.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk in our next conversation a lot about your work with babies and mothers, but I wanted to know whether you also work with just plain folks, and what of just plain folks come to you for lessons.
Well, when I graduated from school, I set up an adult practice to really become an accomplished Alexander teacher. And in New York, I would work with a wide range of people. A lot of people with back and neck problems would come to me, and maybe it's because I was a nurse and they... You know, I had a lot of people with medical related issues. Then I also had the dancers from the dance world, and I started getting opera singers and professional musicians too. A little later on, I started working with pregnant women throughout their pregnancy, and even working in labor with them, and working some afterwards with breastfeeding, helping them to get that together. So I've had a pretty wide range of students, I would say.
So if someone lives in the Jersey City area or anywhere in New York metropolitan area and wants to have lessons with you, they don't have to be a baby or a mother to do so, right?
Right.
Okay. And is there anything else you want to add to this interview?
I think I would like to add that... The working with the babies has really taught me something about working with adults, and that is that the brain never stops developing. So we can always learn new things, and really with the Alexander technique, rather quickly. The difference is time. The more time we live, the more habits we have, and that might be a factor in how quickly we learn the Alexander technique, or how quickly we make a change. Really young infants make a change very, very quickly. But so do, I have found, sometimes I have had clients in their 90s and been surprised at how quickly, the elderly population can change. I don't quite know why that is, but they change kind of on the order sometimes that the babies do. So that was what I wanted to say, that the brain is... it's custom built. Everybody's brain is individual, and it's custom built in relation to whatever our environment is. So it's not already there when you're born. There's not like really a baseline that is there. Everything is being built as we go. That's the other thing I wanted to say.
That's a really nice thought to end on. So I've been speaking today to Jennifer Kello, who's an Alexander Technique teacher and a registered nurse. She works in Jersey City, New Jersey, and in Manhattan. And her website is alexanderbabies.com. We'll put a link to it next to the interview. Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Robert.